Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. The next two Mishnayos discuss other incidents where Rabbi Gamliel did not seem to follow what he had taught his Talmidim. Mishnah Vav, Rachatz Laila Harishan Shemesu Ishtei. Rabbi Gamliel, he bathed in warm water the first night after his wife had died, even though he was in Avelis. He was mourning. Amar Lai Talmidav, his students said to him, Laila Matana Rabbeinu, didn't you, our Rabbi, teach us She'aval Asar Lirchaitz, that a Aval, someone who's mourning, is Asar, it's forbidden for him to wash in warm water? Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel responded to them, Eini Kishar Kol Adam, I'm not like other people, Istinis Ani, I'm sensitive, I'm very sensitive to the cold water, and he was not required to go through the pain and uncomfortability of a very cold bath, and therefore he was allowed to wash in warm water even during Avelis. Mishnah Vav, Kishmeis Tavi Avdei, when Tavi, the slave of Rabbi Gamliel, had died, Kibol of Tanchumen, Rabbi Gamliel accepted the condolences in the fashion done for when a close relative passes. He accepted condolences in that fashion for the death of his slave, Tavi. Amar Lo Talmidav, his student said to him, Leila Mantana Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, our Rebbe, She'ein Mekablon Tanchumen Al Avadim, that you don't accept condolences in that fashion for Avadim, and you don't mourn over them like you do over a relative? Amar Lahem, Rabbi Gamliel said to them, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Kol Avadim, Tavi, my slave, was not like other slaves. Kasher Haya, he was a kasher, he was a worthy person, and it was appropriate for him to mourn and accept these condolences for him like a relative.